Isaac Carlson, would you come up and tell us what Jesus has done for you?
Hello, everyone. My name is Isaac Carlson, and today I'd like to share my story of what God has done for me in my life. Most of you probably know this, but I was adopted from South Korea. I was born in a small town outside of Seoul, which apparently is very agricultural. Anyways, although not a lot is known about my birth parents and their circumstances, one thing is for sure. From an early age, God protected me from the hands of abortion. Abortion is an ugly thing, guys, but it is used to escape. Here, if you are an unwed mother, nobody is really going to care or notice. I mean, it's sad, but nobody's going to notice. But if you were in Korea and you were caught outside with a child and you happened to not be married, you'd be ridiculed and looked down upon. Basically an outcast. Her having an abortion would have been the easy way out. Thankfully, that's not what happened. On day one, I was brought into an orphanage. Then immediately following, I was put into a foster home. Again, by God's grace, I was fostered by two very kind and loving women whom my dad got to meet only 5 years later. After being at the foster home for a couple months, I was then adopted into a loving family. From that day on, I was taught the gospel and truth. At age three, I remember asking my mom, "What happens to you when you die? Where do you go?" She answered me with the gospel. Not understanding much of what she said, I just said, "I believe in Jesus." I prayed and did all the right stuff. Many years following that, I thought I was saved, but my fruit chewed otherwise. During the next couple of years, our family went through some of the most challenging times of our life. My dad lost his job, we lost our house, my grandma died, and only a couple months later, my grandpa died. During this time, I started having problems with anxiety and anger. I saw health experts, nutritionists, anger docs. Well, I'm pretty sure there's a real word for that. Rageologists. It was a nonstop scurry of appointments and medication, but the anger was much more than a lack of omega-3 and iron. It was a heart issue. Now, when I say heart, I don't mean the odd-shaped muscle in your chest that sounds like a drum. I'm talking about me, my inward self, the evil within. You've probably heard the saying, follow your heart. Do what your heart says. Go where your heart tells you to. Well, I tried that, and it didn't end up so well. I pushed away my parents, I spent most of my school days in detention, and most importantly, I pushed away my God. Jeremiah 17:9 clearly states, "The heart is most deceitful above all things and is desperately sick. Who can understand it?" Anyways, I angered God, and when God is angry with you and you challenge him, that's a very scary place to be. Okay, back to school. My parents pulled me out of school because I was always in trouble. I fought with the other kids, and things weren't working out. Since then, I've been homeschooled. Perfect. Problem solved, right? No kids to fight with. No mean teachers. I wish it were that easy, but things actually got worse. My outbursts of anger and my ability to have self-control went haywire. I was out of control. I had believed I was a Christian for years, but these new behaviors I developed showed otherwise. But that's not the end of the story. One Tuesday, I was pulled out of my PE class for bad behavior. I was angrier than ever. I screamed threats. I cussed and yelled at my mom and dad. But then, that day, I looked and saw how awful and wretched my heart was. I fell on my knees, literally, tears rolling down my eyes, more humbled than I had ever felt in my entire life. I prayed and begged God to forgive me and to not let me have his wrath, but his love. I told him I recognized I was a sinner and nothing I could ever do could save me from my sin. I asked that he would be my master and break the chains that bound me to my anger and my pride. That day I felt free, not only from myself, but from sin and God's wrath. Christian is not the definition of what perfect means. I still sin. I still struggle with pride, anger. Even the things I joke about with my friends can be sinful. But now I have the power to overcome my sin and choose what's right. I got asked a question this week. That question was, what is an evidence that you are a believer in Christ? I answered with, not only has God given me self-control, but a love for my brother. Me and my brother used to fight a lot. I hated him, and I didn't have any love for him. 1 John 3:9 says, "By this it is evident who are children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who hates his brother." Big indicator, right? But now I love my brother. I love my family, but most importantly, I love my God. Because of this, I would like to be baptized and proclaim what God has done for me in my life.
Isaac. It's my joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.